Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, we're starting a new book in the Torah.
Right.
What parsha is it this week?
It's the book of Bamidbar, and the parsha is also called Bamidbar. Bamidbar means in the desert. So naturally, in the meaning of the text, it's the desert of Sinai. Jewish people are on the way. The desert is the midpoint between leaving Egypt and coming to the land of Israel. The Book of Bamidbar is a narrative book, as compared, for instance, to the Book of Vayikra, which is a legal ritual book. And in the narrative that we will read in the Book of Bamidbar, we will see how they came to grief in the desert. They start out on a march that's supposed to take them to the land of Israel. Moshe is supposed to lead them. The Mishkan has been constructed, the tabernacle, everything is in great shape, and then the whole thing is going to fall apart. And they're going to be in that desert for another 38 years. In fact, they're going to be in the desert eternally because that generation does not survive the desert, is buried in the desert. And it's really one of the great tragedies how such a great generation, a generation that stood at Sinai and saw all of God's miracles and accepted the Torah on behalf of all of us, how that generation, no reference to a bad pun, degenerated into a... into a rebellious mob. But that's what happens to people, and that's the theme of the book of Bamidbar. And I think that's why it's called Bamidbar. You know, there's an alternate name for it called, in English they call it the Book of Numbers.
Right, yes.
And the Ramban and others call it Chumash HaPkudim, the Chumash that describes the count of the Jewish people, because there's going to be a count here, and there'll be a count later in the same Chumash. So Bamidbar is not necessarily the correct name for the book. But I think the reason that we call it Bamidbar and the reason that Bamidbar has resonance for us is when a person is in a desert, most people who are in a desert want to get out. I remember... long time ago, before there was air conditioning in cars, that's how long ago, or before there was air conditioning in my car at least. my family and I drove through the Mojave Desert on the way to California. And literally, you couldn't get out of there fast enough. Even though I imagine people live in hot climates, etc., but there's a difference between a hot climate that has a city and has facilities, etc., and a desert that has nothing, and that you're always afraid there's going to be a breakdown, and you know,
you'll be stuck,
and you're the only one in the car, and you're 400 miles from a gas station, so it sobers you. The Jewish people saw themselves in a desert, and when you see yourself in a desert, so therefore you don't really, you know, it's like a mirage. You don't really see things clearly, and therefore. They begin to think that even Egypt was better than the desert. Even the, all the troubles that we had, but at least we had water, we had food, and at least we were in a society, etc., forgetting all of the troubles that existed. So the fact that they're in the desert contributes to this mood. Maybe if they would not have been in the desert, maybe if they would have been in a more settled place, all of the rebellions and all of the troubles would not have occurred. They occur because of the mentality of the desert. And that mentality, to a great extent, affects us all today, too. You know, we're in the desert here. We can't go back, can't go forward, can't see our way. We don't know what we're doing. And when you're in the desert, so all sorts of plans, ideas, controversies arise. And then there's a nostalgia to go back. And all of life teaches us that you can't go back, right? There are no do-overs. So this is a very sobering Chumash because of the fact that it points out to us that when things are uncertain, a person has to have an inner faith, has to have leadership is also important, because the 12 leaders that are mentioned in the beginning of Bamidbar have failed the test of leadership. None of them came to the land of Israel either. And leadership is a very important thing. Guidance, as someone to point the way out of the desert, as someone to say that even though we're in a desert, we're better off, so to speak, than we were before, and we should continue to progress. So I think that that's why it's called Bamidbar. That's why it's called In the Desert, because In the Desert sets the mood for the narrative. Otherwise, the narrative just springs at us. All of a sudden, they say, you know, we're going to go back to Egypt. Oh, what's going on? The fact that they are doomed to stay in the desert the 40 years, the extra 38 years, is really the punishment because of the fact that they cannot go back. They realize that eventually. And they cannot go forward either, because that road is blocked for them. And therefore, they're doomed to be a desert generation. And desert generation, unfortunately, is always a tragic generation. So we hope to get out of our desert. We're trying our best, and the Lord will help us. Eventually, the Jews got out of the desert of Sinai, so we'll get out of our spiritual and emotional and political desert as well, and we'll come to the better times that also are portrayed in this great Chumash of Bamidbar.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on Parshat Bamidbar.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.